everybody. We're back in.
Emotional mile.
What?
Emotional mile.
See, he's already taken over the show. Here he is, Dr. Raj. I mean, he's already asked for just a solo performance. He really does not want a co-host or a host.
I love my co-host.
Yeah. Well, that is appreciated. Dr. Raj is here to talk about all things food, how it can help you, gut health, because ultimately, if you're not taking care of yourself, choosing the right foods, you're going to end up on a table, knocked out, and Dr. Raj is having to perform a colonoscopy.
I'm going to get to work on you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one of those jobs, man. I don't think it ever crossed my mind. It's like, what do you want to do? Like colonoscopies?
You know, occasionally at parties, I raffle free colonoscopies. There's never taken.
No takers.
It's more silent than it's out in outer space.
Yeah.
It's like pin drop. Like nobody wants a free colonoscopy.
And nobody wants to shake his hand. First time I met him, I'm like, man, I'm good. Here you go. Elbow up. You know, you're like, I mean, just wrong. But you know, you have to actually, you can't take it so seriously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise you'd just be really depressed.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly. If somebody was to look at butts all day and
butts and guts,
guts all day and not enjoy it, you know, what's the point?
I think that should be the name of your independent podcast.
Because
you, again, guts and butts with Dr. Raj.
Yeah, just like Guns N' Roses. You know, guts and butts.
kind of, but not at all like Guns N' Roses. Yeah, absolutely. All right, look, we said we were going to use this podcast to just kind of talk about some foods and the benefits of foods. And, you know, your culture, very different than the way I was raised. So you've got the Indian food. We already know about the black...
pepper?
No, not black pepper. The beans.
Black chickpeas.
Chickpeas. Mm. Black chickpeas.
Yeah.
It's what our racehorses, like people down in Kentucky getting ready for the Derby and stuff, they're feeding them black chickpeas.
Black chickpea is the preferred food for a lot of horses across the world. But it's vegetarian and it's high protein.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about high dollar horses. So if they're being fed that, we should definitely eat with the horses because they also eat hay and I'm not interested in that.
But people always say, you know, I'm hungry like a horse. So
hungry,
you have to eat like a horse.
Look at you. Yeah. Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay, some other things that I want to talk about that I've been on this kick, ginger.
Oh, I love ginger.
Oh, but it looks gnarly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the root. Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, what do I do with it? I can cut it up, blend it. You know, boil it. How do you recommend to eat? Because I've never been one that will eat it at the sushi restaurant, though. I just leave that, though, because I don't love that.
Yep. The ginger is pungent because it has sulfur in it, and sulfur hits you, but sulfur is also antiseptic. Ginger is good for your joints, takes away inflammation.
Yes.
It's anti-nausea.
Yes.
During cold winter, it'll cause vasodilation. It will keep your fingers warm. So if somebody's having, you know, Raynaud's disease where your fingers are like really, really cold all the time, your toes are cold all the time, just put ginger in tea or warm milk with some sweetener like honey in it.
So get the ground ginger?
Yes, you can ground it. I mean, there's two ways to do it. You can get ground ginger, powder dry, boil that with milk of some kind, whatever you like, and then when it's hot or, you know, warm, then you can add honey to it.
Okay.
Stir it and you can drink that.
Wonderful.
Or you could put a ginger slice, like cut the tuber, you know, the root, put a slice, put that in the milk, boil it.
Okay.
And after 5 or 10 minutes on medium speed, you can filter it, put some honey in it or agave, if you like agave or raw sugar, the brown sugar, and you can drink that way.
So should you ever just grind it all up and drink it or consume it in a smoothie, or is that not recommended because maybe the husk or whatever it's called, the peeling or...
Yeah, it may get stuck in the throat. Yeah, if you just drink it with water, because it is sticky, it may get stuck in the throat and you'll be coughing.
Okay.
So you want to filter it for sure, because you want the filtrate.
Interesting.
You can always boil that in hot water. And then filter that out. Now you get ginger water, real ginger water. You put a mint in there, a little honey or agave in there. Drink
it.
If you want to add a bag of black tea in there too, now you got ginger tea. And that's even more beneficial. You got ginger, you got water, you got lemon honey, a touch of mint, and then you got your black tea for caffeine.
Look at that. And he has an entire staff that prepares all this stuff for him all day long.
No,
so that's
nobody
why
does it. Me, I do myself.
Poor turmeric. Dr. Raj. How important is turmeric?
I love turmeric. So my whole civilization... You know, we love turmeric. Indians, we've known about turmeric for thousands of years. It has many benefits. Number one is it's an antiseptic. So people who are suffering with acne, they can actually put turmeric on their face. So what you do is you take some fresh turmeric, put some water in it, or rose water, put on the acne or the lesion. Yeah. And then it'll leave that there for a few hours, wash it off, do it for a few days, and that should kill the acne because it kills bacteria. In our culture, we even put on a wound too. If you get a scrape or something, mm-hmm. we just put turmeric on the wound and it heals it. It takes away inflammation, wow. kills the bacteria. If you have chronic pain, joint pains and all, uh-huh. you can get some high quality turmeric from the store, boil that in milk, and then filter that, add some sugar to it, mm-hmm. and drink that.
You're mentioning milk a lot. What about people who think they may be lactose intolerant? So
the reason I mention milk is because a lot of these things which are pungent, like mm-hmm. ginger and turmeric, they're slightly acidic. They bother okay. you. Milk is alkaline.
Okay.
So you want to have alkaline base. So if you cannot do cow's milk or lactose milk, just do a lactose-free milk or soy milk or oat milk. I personally prefer oat milk a lot. Mm-hmm. So oat milk is good, or you could do a dairy-free, non-lactose milk. That's mm-hmm. fine as well.
All right. Yeah. So what about blueberries? Is it true that a cup a day will
keep
help?
Me away.
Well, it'll give you away?
It will keep me away from you.
Cancer. It'll keep cancer at bay.
It will keep the GI doctor away, too.
Oh, yes. See?
Remember, I'm a real doctor.
You are a real doctor. You don't just play one on podcasts.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Blueberries. Yeah.
So blueberries are full in polyphenols, and they also have a lot of antioxidants in them. Mm-hmm. And polyphenols, along with the antioxidants, they also have something called glutathione. Mm. Glutathione. It's the most powerful antioxidant known to mankind. It quenches free radicals from your body. Free radicals cause DNA mutations. They cause cancer. They cause inflammation. Mm-hmm. So blueberries help with that.
Awesome.
So if you eat a handful of blueberries every day, it's amazing for your health.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Make sure you wash them.
Make sure you wash them. Absolutely. Okay, so we were talking earlier about nuts, cashews, almonds, things like that. Is that just to keep you full? Or I know some people who, if you have some digestive problems, nuts can. And people may be wondering, what does this have to do with business? Listen, if your gut health ain't good, you ain't good and you ain't successful. So yeah. You got to feel good. That's why we're offering you these suggestions.
Well, absolutely. You know, any business owner, no matter who you are, mm-hmm. if you are in the bathroom all the time because you're constipated, you can't take business phone calls from the toilet. They'll That's see true. On your face. Or they may hear in your voice.
Oh, you never know what the gut doc's going to say there. Guts and butts. Okay, for sure.
So
yeah. So what about, is that what you recommend for a snack, or is there really something better?
Absolutely. You know, a nice combination is nuts with blueberries. Because blueberry brings you the moisture, mm-hmm. the polyphenols,
sweet,
and the nuts are dry, so mm-hmm. it compensates for that. My personal favorites are almonds, mm-hmm. and if you can soak them in water overnight, they taste even better because they actually swell up.
What?
Yeah, if you soak almonds, and this is how we do back home, if you soak almonds in water overnight, almonds actually swell up and they become very soft and they're delicious.
Yuck.
I know. It's
really?
Yeah. My dad does it all the time.
I got to try that.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay, now I'm curious.
And the skin peels off too. Now it's when the skin peels off, now you just get the inside white part of the nut.
Do you just grind it up and then drink it then?
No,
or you just
eat it.
Pick it up?
Just chew it.
And it's softer. Weird.
For people who have, weak teeth,
right.
It's easy for them to chew.
And that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I personally like almonds. Cashews are good too. Cashews have a lot of fat in them. So, they're good for winter months. I mean, it's a good source of energy because fat is good energy.
Okay.
And then, of course, Brazil nuts have a lot of selenium in them. Mm-hmm. Selenium is good for your nerves, your brain, and your heart.
Right.
So all nuts have, fiber, they got protein, fat, and then minerals in them too, zinc, okay. et cetera. So that's helpful. Yeah, I prefer unsalted. If you have heart disease or something, you don't want to do too much salt.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want some salt on it, that's okay. That's no big deal
nice.
If you're healthy. Yeah.
You know, it's essentially everything is available to us that we need to stay healthy and to treat things. And I think oregano is beneficial and all these different herbs and stuff. So there is a book out there too that happened to be authored by this guy. You can get it and it offers you some of these things. What are some other superfoods that you talk about in your book, which is, the book is?
My book is called Pursuit of Gut Happiness.
Okay. What are some superfoods?
Yep. So superfoods, kefir. Kefir is a probiotic.
Which is?
It's fermented, mostly it's fermented milk. It's
Ooh.
Lactose-based. But
we needed to talk about that before the
kefir. Yeah, but they also have non-lactose kefir as well. They have cashew kefir. They have different types of kefir as well.
You can get that at just like the grocery store.
Aldi's has it. Walmart has it. It's available in the yogurt section. Kefir.
Okay, guys.
K-E-F-I-R. Like, you know, kefir Sutherland. You just take one of the eyes away.
I'm aware.
Yeah. So it's the same way. It's delicious. Kefir was discovered by Eastern Europeans, actually by shepherds. Shepherds discovered that when they, drank kefir, they stayed healthier longer. And they were living longer too, because kefir has 15 plus probiotics. It keeps your gut healthy, so you can poop better, eat better, less bloating, less gas.
What's the origin of kefir? Where does it?
Eastern Europe.
I mean, but what is it? Is it?
It's like buttermilk.
Okay.
Just like
it's a derivative of any kind of the dairy.
Dairy, okay. Yeah, dairy, cashew.
So cows.
Cows.
Sheep.
Cows, sheep, donkey milk. Donkey milk. Yeah,
that's not
there's a
thing.
Donkey milk kefir too.
I don't think that's
there is.
A thing.
I looked it up.
Donkey milk kefir.
Somebody wants to try it, try donkey milk kefir.
Don't. I would not recommend that. Okay, what else?
And camel milk.
After kefir, what is the other?
Sauerkraut.
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is great.
It's a
good probiotic.
Yes.
Good fiber, lactobacillus, really good for bowel movements.
Okay.
And it keeps you healthy too. Miso, the Japanese miso soup, that's also a probiotic as well. Then sourdough bread, like we talked earlier.
I can't believe that. I'm so excited by that.
Sourdough bread is a probiotic, and studies showed that people who have celiac disease or gluten issues, they actually did okay with sourdough bread because the bacteria broke down most or some of the gluten in the bread.
Wow.
So you still got to be careful. Just double check. You're better off with gluten-free. Mm-hmm. But sourdough has those probiotic capabilities and makes the food easier digestible.
Okay, here's the big debate about eggs. You know, everybody likes to get up and maybe start their day with eggs. I said, well, surely you're doing just the egg white. And he says, nope, doing the whole egg white.
I do whole egg because mostly, you know, I'm pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly is the
cholesterol, the yellow.
Yep, the type of protein and fat and vitamin A in the egg yolk is very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And raw eggs actually helps to I'm not drinking or eating raw eggs.
I don't think we can do that anymore.
No, only Rocky. Only Stallone could do it. the whole egg has more nutrition value than the egg white.
And you mentioned the cholesterols being different, not the kind of cholesterol, not the blood cholesterol.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's a misnomer that people think that if they eat whole eggs, then the cholesterol in the blood will go up. The cholesterol in the blood that goes up is actually one that's made by the liver. It's called VLDL. So your liver makes cholesterol and fat too. So where cholesterol is not bad, our body needs cholesterol because cholesterol lines your cells. Your cells, the membrane of your cells. And if, for example, if you think of cell like a grape, the lining of the grape, that's cholesterol. So it keeps the cell membranes intact. It helps with the signals, the triggers. Because cholesterol is a type of fat. It helps your body transmit signals and function. So word cholesterol should not be scary word. And for people whose cholesterol goes up, that's because the liver is not undergoing proper metabolic pathways. Something wrong with the liver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things you didn't know until you know.
Yeah.
I can only imagine sitting here having this conversation with you. You're a physician, and normally they say physicians have so much time with patients and they're supposed to move them out. Something tells me you're not like meeting that whole, they're like, Dr. Raj, this patient's been waiting on you for like an hour because you're still in the room, you know, directing them and guiding them.
You know, no, I do like to spend time with my patient, but sometimes I have time limitations too.
Okay.
But I always come to the point quickly.
Okay.
Like I always want people to know what they need to know from me.
Right.
So I'm quick with education. I give them the main facts as to what to do. And then what I've also done is I have created, pathways where once I'm done with the patient, if they need more support, my support staff can fulfill the need as well. So that your education or whatever you need is taken care of, but I will give you all the high yielding facts you need to know. Like 2 minutes with me is all you need, because those 2 minutes, you know exactly what to do. And I'm a very clear method guy. Like I like to tell you what exactly we're going to do, how we're going to do it. And that's all you need to know, because we'll take care of you.
We're 16 minutes in. What are you going to bill? No, I'm kidding. Don't answer
cash
that.
Cash or gold.
Don't answer that. Okay. Are there any other foods that we need to note that are just too important not to include in this podcast?
Oh, absolutely. And the if I was to just pick one food on this earth or wow. one fruit and drop everything else, that would be a pomegranate. That is the best food on earth. That is the, not a superfood, that's like ultra, ultra, ultra superfood.
Did you know this? I didn't know this.
If you just drink pomegranate juice or eat pomegranate, you don't need nothing else. It has the highest level of antioxidants and polyphenols. It actually even enhances longevity too. Same thing. My culture, when somebody gets sick, you know how Americans and Europeans, when you go to somebody's house, you bring a box of chocolates or get them a smiley face balloon from the dollar store.
No, we give them soup, chicken noodle soup.
Or chicken soup. Yeah. We do pomegranate. We actually gift them pomegranate, even though it's hard to peel off, but people can get to it.
Okay, how do you eat it? Because that's one of those that I really kind of steer away from, because it's like, what is it? You cut it open and you've got all those little seeds, the little red. Okay,
you eat the seeds.
You just go right in.
Go right in, chew them, eat them, swallow them. If you have issue chewing, then of course you put them in a juicer, blend them and filter them if you don't want the material. But that is the best food on earth. That is the number one food on earth.
And I have been like denying myself this food for 54 years just because I didn't know how to attack it.
It is amazing. And it's antioxidant, enhances your longevity, helps you with skin hydration. And it's also free radical scavenger. Means, if you're undergoing, say you're going through a stressful period of your life, physically, emotionally, mentally, it's a stress on the body. You eat this fruit, you pretty much de-stress yourself. It's a stress buster food.
Wow. Yeah. Dude, I'm so glad I tuned into Market Abilities, which is a entrepreneurial, creating a business to learn about the pomegranate.
Yep. I want to sell my own pomegranate one day. Maybe Dr. Raj's pomegranate. That'd be high quality.
You should. High quality, like the sticker there. Would your face be on it? Just hi.
That's true.
Yeah, you would have to do that.
Maybe I'll autograph it too.
Goodness gracious. Okay, guys, we've told you about the book. Our time's up here. So you want to follow this guy. You want to follow him online and learn all the things that you want to learn that you just, it leaves you just speechless, which you can't be on a podcast. You can't be speechless.
That's true. Well, really, thank you guys for listening. And I wish you health, wealth, and happiness.
There it is. Is that, that's what you wanted to leave him with?
And a very happy colonoscopy.
No, sorry. I did not mean to go that far. Okay, guys, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for tuning into Market Abilities. Bye.